Blog Talk Radio.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed.
troubleless in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above. Thy pathways are fountains of goodness and love.
To all life thou givest, to all freedom strong. In all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree. Then wither and perish, but not changeth
thee. Thou reignest in glory, thou rulest in light. Thine angels adore thee, obeying their sight. All praise we would render, oh, that thought to see. Tis only the splendor of thy majesty.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters and Advent Light. Welcome again, and I'm going to offer a word of prayer. Ask you if you could bow your heads in prayer. Father, we want to thank you this moment for this great opportunity that you have given us a life. You have given us health and strength that we can come to fellowship and to praise your name for all the things that you have done for us. Help us, Lord, tonight that we will cry out to you, dear Father. If there is no other time we need you now. We ask you to bless our brothers and our sister who is on and those who are coming to join us. We ask you to give them traveling mercies, Lord, and allow us, dear Lord, that we will have sweet fellowship with you. We thank you, Father, for the Sabbath that have passed and that we have all spent a wonderful Sabbath in your word. We thank you for the many blessings, Lord, with testimonies and praise, Lord, and healing the sick, Lord. Rejoice in heart what you have done for each one of us. Even baptism, Lord, we thank you that your sons and your daughter fully give, surrender themselves, give their life to you, and that they go into the water grave yesterday to baptize in you and falling to do your will. So we ask you to bless them. Keep us and guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And now is the time for our line to be open. You know, as we are in the last days, you know, as what our quote is saying here, it said in the last day events, right? And we know what is happening and what is coming up on us. It said, amid the seductive influence of the luxurious courts of Babylon, they stood firm. And you know who is those that stood firm? It was the youth, right? And we knew the youth of Daniel and his companion. It said, and the youth of today are surrounded with alignments to self-indulgence, especially in our large cities, and every form of sensual gratification made easy and inviting. And those who, like Daniel, refuse to defile themselves will reap the reward of a tempered abyss. So we have to be like Daniel here, to be like Daniel. And we know what Daniel stood for. And he was faithful, he and his companion, that they say are not, they refuse, right? Even though it was a decree, they refuse to follow what the king says. So we here as the remnant people have to stand firm. And especially we have to teach our youth, train our youth to fear God, train them to allow the Holy Spirit to enter into their heart, so that they will be able to go and share the message. So I'm going to open the line for our opening song and also our scripture passage, and asking my brothers and sisters to press number 1. 518-65, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Powell. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York.
Amen.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows are dry, thirsty land. He heard at my life in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a redeemer as mine. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hided my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hands, and covers me there with his hands. When clothing is his brightness transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He had at my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He had at my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hands. And covers me there with his hands. I'm going to read Psalms 91, verses 1 to 10. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He that dwelleth in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock and covers me there with his hand. Heavenly Father, I love you, I adore you, I magnify and I praise you, Lord, because your name is worthy to be praised. From the uprising of the sun unto the going down, you're the God of mercy, you're the God of love, you're the God of compassion. You sit high and you look low, God. Thank you for your keeping care, for your tender mercy, for your love, for your guidance, for your protection, Lord. Cover your people, dear Jesus. Keep us from the evil angels and evil hands and everything that is unlike you, Lord. Help us, O God, to overcome sin, O God, and to turn to righteousness and to look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith, O God. Help us to come boldly before you so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble, dear God. Lord, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh God, use our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in you with all our heart, oh God, and to lean not unto our own understanding, Lord, but in every way acknowledge you, God, and we, you shall direct our path. Father, be with this prayer line in a special way. I put each and every one on this prayer line. Those who are audible and those who are listening, oh God, in the background, Lord, I put each and every one into your care, oh God. You know each and every one of us need. Lord, please supply it according to your riches in glory, oh God. Touch our body, oh God. Heal our body. Sanctify and cleanse our body. And if there's anything in our body that is unlike you, Lord, remove it, rebuke it, and destroy it, Heavenly Father. And say, clean us up, dear God. Help us to come to you and help us to repent of our sin and to turn to you, dear God, so that you can fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we need a double portion of your Holy Spirit. We are weak, oh God. We are unworthy. We are undone. We are nothing good, Jesus. But please, help us, Jesus. You have made us and not we ourselves, oh God. We are your children, Jesus. We come before your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We just want to thank you for your keeping care and for your tender mercy. Thank you for each and every one of us, along with our family and this prayer line, oh God, to put them before you, Jesus. I put my children and my grandchildren in Jamaica before you, Lord, and I put my house in Jamaica before you. I put my daughter before you, Lord, with her family. I'm asking you to touch them, O God, and to anoint them, Heavenly Father, and help them, O God, to overcome everything and all the virus, O God, and make them well, Jesus, creating them clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within them. Cast them not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from them. Lord, I send your angel to encamp round about them, O God, and beat back every unrighteousness, every sickness, every and everything that is not of you, dear God, and let your Holy Spirit take full control. Lord, continue to bless us, continue to guide us, continue to help us to walk in the path of righteousness, O God. Lord, your coming is near, O God. Help us to be ready, stay ready, O God, looking for you, because you will burst the cloud, O God. Help us not to run to and fro, but to be waiting for you, O God, to hail you as our God, because you are our God, and we know that you are our God, and we are waiting for you, Jesus. So, Lord, work with us, O God, and help us to be faithful, help us to be true, help us to hold close to you, dear God, because you don't want us to perish, and you don't want us, O God, to be found wanting, because you are a good and a mighty God, and you are supplying our needs according to your riches in glory. So, Lord Jesus, we each and every one, the sick, the hungry, the homeless, O God, provide food, clothes, shelter, and everything that they need. Continue to bless. Be in all over the world in diverse places with so many people, O God. So many people have lost their loved ones, O God. Comfort them, dear Father. Guide them, O God, and help them to realize and to know that there's a better day coming. If we all are faithful, O God, we will reap that fruit. That fruit that you and that home, we will go to that home that you have prepared for us. So,
amen.
Jesus, all the hospitals before you, O God, all over the world in diverse places, all the nursing homes, all the doctors, all the nurses, all the sick patients, O God. Jesus, work out everything, O God. Take full control, dear Jesus. Heal your people. Purify your people. Purge your people. And help us, O God, to be faithful and to come boldly to you. With thanksgiving, we praise. O God, thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, Lord. And whatever I fail of asking, you fail not to grant it unto me. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, amen. Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear sister Barnaby, for that wonderful song. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. God is so good, and also a scripture passage, and praying for each and every one of us, and especially your family in Jamaica. And we do hope that God, we know that God is going to do his work, right? We can trust him and depend upon him. So I just want to thank you for praying, and thank you, Lord, for lifting us up to the Lord, because if there is no other time, we need the Lord. We need him now. We have been seeing all the things that is happening, my dear sister on the line, and God wants us, as he said in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And we want to be peace of peace with him, as he has peace with us. And we know that Christ is the Prince of all peace, and he can do all things. So all the things that is happening around the sickness and all the death that is going, the COVID-19, the war, the fight, the chopping up, and all these things, we know that Christ is a peacemaker, and we know Christ is one day going to say, peace be still, right? And we know that all the sickness, and we will be whole, as my sister just said, you know, that mansion that Jesus have gone to prepare for us. And if we be a loving kind like Christ and denounce sin, you know, because Christ wants us to denounce sin from our life. If we have sin in our life, we cannot be a peacemaker, and we cannot have the love of Christ within us, because Christ is love,
and Christ have no sin in him. So we just have to give God thanks for what he has been doing. He is so good, he's so great, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to sing this little song, and my brothers and sisters on the line, I'm asking you to press number one that I can open the line. I will just sing this little song, and I will another prayer, and I'm asking you all, let us share tonight. God do so much, he's so good, our peacemaker, right? He is the King of Kings, he is the peace. He is the Prince of all things. He is our Christ who promised us that he will never leave us, right? So I'm going to sing this song. And this is just an invitation to anyone on the line, you know, who are just on the line and despite it to really have your Savior, as Jesus as his personal Savior, that you will be able to demonstrate his love, you know. So I will just sing this little song. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Oh, time after time, he has waited before, and now he's waiting again to the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. If you take one step towards the Savior, my friend, you will find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will hang. Within your heart he'll abide. For time after time he has waited before, and now he's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. My dear brothers and sisters, the Savior is waiting to enter our heart door. So this is a time we all have to open our heart door and let him in. He said, there is nothing in this world, my brothers and sisters, to keep us from apart. What is our answer to him? The word is saying that time after time he has waited before, but now is he waiting again to see if we are willing to open our heart door. Oh, how my brothers and sisters, our Savior want to come in. So this evening, my brothers and sisters on this line, the Savior is knocking, the Savior is waiting, and our Savior is the great peacemaker, in which he said, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God, where it is telling us that he, the Savior, is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:7. And in his mission, he come to restore the earth and heaven, the peace that sin is broken. He want to be us to really free from sin. Sin he come to be broken, be justified by faith. We have peace with him. When we justify our faith, we'll have peace with him and through our Lord Jesus Christ. So he is waiting. He is willing, is ready to enter our door. So let us praise him this evening, my brothers and sisters, by pressing 1 so that you can share and tell the give the Savior thanks for what he has done. 518-744, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. Amen to that song. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. And you know what? Each one of us needs to open our heart to him right now. And this day has been such a beautiful day, Sister. I know, I'm sure in Albany it is a very nice day. And we're just blessed to be living in this time, you know. Jesus is coming soon, and I just can't help but think, you know, we sometimes get caught up in so many different things, watching what's going on in our country and, you know, all the things with the vaccines and with this thing and with that thing, and sometimes we forget to open our hearts to the Savior. And that is the most important part that we can do. And I just had a couple of verses here that I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters tonight. Psalm number 19. It starts out here. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. The law of the Lord is converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. What a beautiful psalm that was from David. Yeah. Keep me back from presumptuous sin. Do not let sin have dominion over me. And that is my prayer tonight, that sin will not have dominion over me and over my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We have been meeting here for over 8 years, and what a shame it would be for sin to mess up that great reunion in heaven at this point. We're so close, brothers and sisters. We are so close, and Jesus will be coming soon. There's so many signs. I was talking to my nephew today, and just all the things going on point to Jesus soon return. The state of the world, the state of people's minds, and the things they're trying to do to each other and to us just lets me know that Jesus is not going to let things go too much longer. He will not let sin have complete dominion over everything and everybody. And, so I know that he will be coming soon. And I just want everyone to prepare, to be ready, and Please, sister, pray for my daughter Ashley. We'll be meeting her on Thursday. I have to get together with her and talk to her about her children. She is actually doing quite well. She just got a car, and she hasn't had one in quite a number of years now. She got her license back just 2 weeks ago, got her car.
And, Amen.
Trying to, she's working very hard at a nursing home. She's a very kind and compassionate young lady, and I just pray that the Lord will speak to her heart and just woo her back to himself and into fellowship with those of us at the Kingsbury Church, that she would come and worship with us. And so please pray for Ashley and all of my family, sister. I've been praying for my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, and please pray for me also. God is good, but he cannot force us to do anything that we don't want to do. So I'm just praying that God will keep me from yielding to temptation, sister. Temptation is strong these days. There's so many temptations. But God is stronger than all of them if we allow him to enter our heart, as you were singing. So thank you so much for that song. And praise God for this day and his goodness. And I just pray my brothers and sisters will have a good evening. Thank you.
Amen. Finished, Brother Warwick?
Amen. Yes, sister, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brother Rick. Thank you, Brother Rick, Elder Rick, for coming and, you know, really reading Psalms 19, you know, because when we do look upon what God has done for us, right, in his meditation, he shows about the creation. God reveal himself through nature, right, as the Psalms. We learn about his power. We learn about how faithful he is as God reveal himself. He reveal it to the scriptures, reveal it to the nature, and we learn about his holiness and also our sinfulness. And all this come up in Psalms 19 that my brother just read about the heavens declare the glory of God. When we look upon that, we see the glory of God. He is a craftsman, right? We know that a craftsman, when they do a piece of a work, especially craft work, and when it is finished, we saw how beautiful, how wonderful it is. So our craftsmanship was in heaven, where with Father above, who have crafted out the whole world, the heavens, the earth, and everything that is in it. So we just have to give him thanks and praise and just be faithful, as my brother elder stated a while ago, that we have to be ready despite of all the things that is around us. You know, if we stick to Christ and follow his will, be obedient to his commandment, you know, we know we will be ready to see the glory, his glory there. We are looking upon the glory now, even though we are living in the sinful world. We saw all his glorious work that he has done. Few months ago, we look out there, it was like winter, right? The trees were bare. All of them looked like they died. There were nothing there. And now when we look what we saw happen, we saw it having the leaves. And, you know, it brings such a joy in our heart when we see everything become green. We saw the flowers out there, the buds in, we saw the beautiful craft work of our Lord and Savior. So, you know, we just have to give him all the praise. I just want to thank you, my dear brother, and we sure will pray for Ashley, and that's a good news that we can say God have heard prayer and answer, that your daughter, our sister, our daughter too in Christ, after we prayed and prayed and prayed for her, that we can saw what God have done for her that she is driving, get her license, and also get her car and working. And the Father is asking our brother and sister to continue to lift up Sister Ashley and her Ashley and her children, and so that she will be faithful to come back, you know, to the Lord, that family members that can fellowship, you know, and bring back that joy and that love that Christ have given unto them. So I just want to thank Brother Rick. And Brother Rick, you can stand by. I'm going to ask you when prayer time to lead us in prayer. Okay, opening the line. Brothers and sisters, be patient with me. I'm opening one by one. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised, beloved. Brothers and sisters, keep the faith in God because God is good. God is awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I like to thank God for His love, Sister Power. I like to thank God for everything you have done for me. I like to thank God because He is faithful. He is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, I have a prayer request at this moment. My prayer request at this moment is to pray for my mother, live for my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to tell Brother Wick to pray for my mother. Pray for me. Pray for Brother Jahari. Lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, Brother Wick, because Brother Jahari needs prayer too, Brother Wick. He needs a lot of prayer, Brother Wick, because Brother Wick, he is a young person. He's young, but he needs a lot of prayer. Pray for him too, Brother Wick. And he could preach the gospel message on this prayer line too. Pray for Brother Jovel. Lift up Brother Jovel in prayer, because Brother Javel used to come in this prayer line and share his testimony once. He used to, but not anymore, Brother Wick. But he needs a lot of prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Pray for Brother Anthony. Pray for Brother Anthony. Brother Isma. Lift up Brother Isma in prayer. Pray for Sister Isenia. Lift up Sister Isenia. Pray for Katiana. Pray for, don't forget to pray for Brother Wick. Don't forget to pray for Sister Lena. Pray for Sister Lena. Sister Anna. Anna starting in A-A-N-N-A. Sister Powell, don't forget to give him the name, Brother Wick, and tell Brother Wick to do a special prayer for Brother Jahari because he needs prayer to be on this prayer line. Can I sing a song, Sister Powell? Let me sing a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God of mighty way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy. Holy. Are you love God? Almighty, worthy is the land, worthy is the land, you are holy, holy, hallelujah, you love God, Almighty, hallelujah, worthy is the land. Worthy is the land.
Amen. Sister Paul, can you tell Brother
Amen.
Luke
Psalms 27? Yes,
Sister Paul, can you tell him for me? Time to read Psalms 27 because Brother Jarvis is a prayer of prayer line. Pray for Brother Jarvis.
Amen, Brother Eli. Okay. Yes, Brother Eli, thank you for coming, singing your song, and we're going to surely praying for Anthony, your mama, yourself, Jari, Javel, Ishma, Ketahana, Sister Lena, Sister Anna, right? We are going to pray for them, and we know that God is able to bring them on this line that they can come and share. So I just want to thank you, Brother Eli, for hearing. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, saints.
Good.
God is good. This is Brenda calling from Alma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for the goodness and the blessings for waking us up and watching over us as we sleep. I would like to read a prayer. O Spirit of life, we moan for the sins that still remain in us and that causes us to stumble at times, but we rejoice that we are the worship of God and that he will finish the work. Excuse me, y'all. My page dropped. Okay, I got it back. But we rejoice that we are the workmanship of God, and that he will finish the work he has started. Set us free even more from bondage to our own sins, desire. The devil is busy. Set us free even more from bondage to our own sinful desire, changing our heart to godliness with your words. I hope everybody can understand it because it kept going off on me. So I hope everybody understood it. But amen.
Amen. Amen.
But I thank God for these devotion and these prayers because they give a breath of life to wake you up and let you know that this is a good way to get on the main line and be ready for what he wants you to do. So I thank him, and I just love to keep studying, because I give you understanding and give you knowledge once you pray in action, and they give you something to go by and keep you going. So I thank God. But I had a study with a person, and we had a little study. And it was about something we had studied about a long time ago on that bench, about people worshiping God. So I gave them a feedback of what we study about people worshiping them idols and stuff, making them out of a god of their own god. So I told them that God don't like nobody worship other gods because he's a jealous God. He's the only God. Can't worship no other idols. So that's what they was talking about. So they was on the same page I was on. And we was talking about some other stuff, but I understood that. So we was on a good pitch. So I enjoyed that. So I said, well, we studied that in 7 days. So that was good. So I said, well, God is good. They go on my topic. So I thank God for all the lessons and studying I be doing. I'm able to give the Lord giving me some understanding and to learn some things and be able to do a little input. Now I'm trying to come around learning. So I thank God for that. And I'm kind of remembering things. So God is good, and he's always on time. So God bless him. I'm asking for prayer for Ben Light, all the leaders and the upcoming on at Ben Light, all the things to ask God for. He know what it is, and I'm asking to bless them, strengthen them, and take care of all the projects you have all over the place, and strengthen the sick, the homeless, the bereaved, and all the other people that's in need. And bless my family and my home and all the prayer line, off and on prayer line, and their family. So God bless each and everyone. Amen.
Brother
Amen.
John. Just like to tell everyone, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just want to give a few quick testimonies. I just want to say I'm so glad and so fortunate that God saved me through a lot of storms I went through in life. I just want to name a few of them, but I know I was in the middle of Katrina in New Orleans at the time, and, you know, the flood water could have took me away. You know, I could have drowned in the flood water, or I could have not made it through, but God saved me, and he made a way for me to survive Katrina. And then another time, I know that they told me I had cancer inside me, and thank God it was removed and all from the doctors, and I got better with the cancer and too. So I thank God for saving me again. And another time there was my kidney. I know my kidney had got accidentally clipped, my kidney tube, and I went through things in the hospital, and God, you know, he saved me through that. And I just want to thank him too for saving me with the coma I was in for 15 days, and he woke me up on the 13th day. And I just want to thank God for waking me up that 13th day, because he could have let me keep sleeping, but he didn't. You know, so I want to thank God for that too. And I just want to, just it don't stop. I've been through so many storms, and he saved me. And I just want to thank him, and I'm gonna just leave it those few right there, things that I went through. But I just want to thank him and say God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All praise and honor go to God. We want to thank Sister Brenda and Brother John and Sister Brenda for coming and sharing, Lord. And you know what? It brings joy in our heart to hear that, you know, our brothers and our sisters is out there on the missionary field. You know, Sister Brenda, you know, is doing Bible study, teaching, and, you know, letting others know, you know, who she is teaching with. The message of truth, that there is only one true God, and that one true God is the one that our dear brother just reading it
Oh, Psalms 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows on the world. And we know that is the true God who is the peacemaker from heaven. He is the one that brings peace. He is the one that is the Prince of Peace. So we just want to thank God for using his sons and his daughter to present the gospel message out there, because this is the time we have to come together as one to share the message out there so that others will know. And also, Brother John is on the battlefield giving praise what God has done for him, his own life, his own personal testimony of many, many storms, Lord, Katrina and other storms that God, the water flowing up high, but God have carried him through. He also, the testimony of the storm of his life when he was in a coma for 13 days and God had raised him up. He also gave us storm with his kidney. You know, all that storm go through him, but God have saved him through it. So these are personal testimony that God is giving us as representative and a servant of him to go and share your personal testimony with others and to let them know the goodness of God and what God have been doing. So I just want to give God thanks and praise as we join here to listen to these wonderful praise testimony of seeing the goodness of God and how God is working through each individual. So what we all have to do, as our dear elder said, we have to be ready, right? We have to be doing the will of God so that God is able to do what he has to do. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm going to open line, be briefly, that we can have enough time for others and also to get the everyone to share. 631,
hello?
Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from, brothers and sisters? If you want to share, can you press 1 that I can open the line before we go into prayer?
Hello, Sister Paul. Hello?
Amen, brother.
Blessing, good evening, everyone. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his goodness. And thank God for guiding us through another day. As I'm still on my little project, one little project I'm finishing now, burning some wood. Yeah. But I have to come on the line to share. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. And thank him for his provision. God has been blessing me in such a mighty way. Able to be more mobile and now so I can move around now. Provide a car for me recently. I want to thank him for that. So I'd love to be traveling on the train.
You're breaking up, brother. Brother, O'Neill, you're breaking
up. I'm outside.
Mute your phone.
No problem. Can you hear me now? Hello?
It's a little clear.
Hello? Yeah, I'm outside burning some wood. You know, I want to thank God for his goodness. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My friend was telling me that he was leaving and he was doing some projects today. We're doing a floor, putting a floor. So we just finished and putting some molding, a basic molding around the floor. And I want to thank God for his goodness towards me as providing to be more mobile. I can able to travel without taking the public transportation and all these restrictions. And I want to thank God for that and for his many blessings upon my life. And I want to read a quote before I go from the book, Special Testimony Pamphlet. Let me tell you 1 second. Pamphlet 20, paragraph 1.2. It said, called to be a watchman. You hear me, Sister Paul?
Yes,
hello?
I hear in a lot of background noise.
Yeah, because I'm outside. I'm outdoor. That's why I'm burning fire. So, you hear me now? Better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yeah. a call to the watchman. That's from pamphlet 20, paragraph 1.1. I have a special message to bear. The Lord is to be our light, and we are to reflect the light he gives us. We must be sanctified soul, body, and spirit. Every moment we must be on our guard, lest we be overcome by adversaries. We have been made to feel very sad, especially in these times and day and ages. Many of God's people are, sad. So she said, we have been made to feel very sad as we have seen some who were formerly fellow laborers yielding to the deception of Satan and turning away from the truth. But we must be of good courage. God will help us if we put our trust in him. We must look to him for wisdom and not become confused. My final quote now. It says, the brethren and sisters who know the truth are not to draw large upon the ministers for help. Let the messengers of God be left as free as possible to labor for the multitude who are unwarned. And that's what the Lord said to us. So I'm just asking God to just bless us and keep us and guide us as we continue to do work for him. Continue keeping in prayers, Sister Paul.
Amen. You finished, Brother Anil? Okay. Yes, Brother. Thank you, Brother Anil, for that quote. God want us to be of good courage. God want us to put our trust in him. God want us to depend upon him, look upon him. The spy we are is watchmen. And watchmen have a work to do, brothers and sisters. So all we have to do, be faithful. And we know God is able to do all things. I'm going to open the line. I'm all, okay, for this, okay. 347-645, your line is open. Three four seven six four five. You'd like to say something? Your line is open, Sister Lynn.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm happy to be another beginning of the week, thank God. And I was just on and off trying to get some more information on the Sunday Law update. So I was doing two meetings, but I would like to share. I don't know if I could share something at this time. Sister Powell?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, man.
To share some breaking news?
Mm,
is
okay,
it okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was focusing on this. Instead,
yeah.
the state of Oregon has ordered businesses, workplace, and houses of worship to make sure anyone who comes indoors without wearing a mask has been vaccinated. And General Conference Daily Bulletin, 1829, 2nd of March, 1899, said that the light that we have upon the third angel's message is the true light. And the mark of the beast is exactly what it has been proclaimed to be. All in regard to this matter is not yet understood and will not be understood until the unrolling of the scroll. And what is being formed now is a European Sunday Alliance, the need for a European weekly common day of rest, and Trinidad and Tobago is now ordering a 24-hour curfew on Sunday. And there are so many other important things going events happening, and we as time goes on, we will be considered as anti-vaxxers. Those who haven't gotten the vaccine will be segregated again, especially by family members and church members. But we should not be pressured to give in, because as we go along, we are going to be faced with these pressures. So God, we have to ask God to help us to stand firm in these last days. Also, what else? So that's my little that I've gathered so far.
Okay.
So
finish my
in terms of a prayer, I can pray. Yes. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping us to see another day, guiding and protecting us. And Lord, as we come to meet together as your people, we ask that you will be in our midst and you will lead us and direct us in the path of righteousness. Help us that as we go along, we shall be enabled, empowered, and we shall be able to be purified of heart, and so we can wear the garment of Christ's righteousness. Grant us the strength, Lord Father, as we go see all these things happening around us. We shall look up that and know that our redemption joy nigh. Help us that we shall share with others, like-minded people, and you guide us to because somebody, one lady got the vaccine and she's wishing that she didn't take it. And help us that we shall be able to share our knowledge with others that who don't know. Some people go innocently and take it and do not know. So Lord, help us that we shall be able to stand firm to the end. And when you shall come, we all shall be ready to meet thee. This is my ask in the mercy name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister. These things have been good for sharing your news report. These are things that is happening around the globe. Different states have different, rules and laws. And we know what these laws and rules is going to come lead us to the National Sunday Law. As we have been studying the National Sunday Law, we are not saying that the National Sunday Law is now yet, because it is not forced until it's forced by the law of the land, the government, the law of the land. But, we have to be ready to know that all these things is happening. And in our churches, we know that the vaccination is going to be one of, we have to a passport. Even going to a wedding, they are inviting you to a wedding. You have to show your passport that you are vaccinated, before you can enter into the wedding. So, and also we know that what the law, the government stated that they're not going to mandate the vaccination, but who is going to mandate it? That you remember the word, we will not be able to buy and sell. So we know that the merchant, right, the businessmen, those are the ones going to mandate, bring in that law that you cannot come into my store without you show that paper of vaccination. You cannot go into the bank. You cannot go into the wedding. You cannot do anything. So we know what it is adding up to. So I just want to thank you for the little news report, my dear, and asking my brothers and sisters that, listen and, do your own, your research, that you can know what is happening and help us to, and now is the time for us to be ready, get ourselves together, ready in studying the word and the three angel message that God have given unto us. And, it is a message that's supposed to be carrying out to the four corners of the world. And God is expecting we as his disciples, we as his ambassador, we as his representatives, to go out and carry that work out. So I'm going to open this line. I don't see my person who is going to bring in the message yet. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open this line
for this good share, and then we will offer a word of prayer from our dear Elder Rick on the line. Will pray for us. Okay. 272-77, I hope in your line. If you have, I know you like to share. I don't know how you are feeling today, but I hope in your line. 272. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, yes. Good evening. Well, this is Tymeco Preston. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I wanted to bring greetings and welcome and just tell everyone on the line, I love you all. I pray that the Lord is with each and every one of you and that he will bless you all abundantly, more than you can ever ask or dream. And I want to thank you too, Mother Powell, for praying for me today. I wasn't feeling good. I have diabetes, and my sugar levels was very high. It was 230. And then when I took it again, it went down to 130. So I'm so grateful to the Lord that he brought it down right after he prayed for me. God is so good. He's an awesome God. And he will take care of his people. So I'm so grateful of that. And I give him all the praise and honor and glory, and I thank you for your prayer. And I would like to sing a song in the hymnal, page 251, He Lives, if I may. Okay. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, I don't know. You finished? Okay, sir. Yes, Sister Tamika, you finished?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
I just wanted to. Yes,
okay.
I'm finished.
All
I just wanted to read a devotional, or I can leave a prayer, a devotional and a little prayer from my devotional today. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And it says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious and look around about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. And surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Letting go of a problem can be difficult. God sometimes doesn't move in the way that we think he should.
but the Father sees the big picture. And he knows that if we settle for what we think will work, we will miss the greater blessing that he has prepared for us to send our way. Therefore, surrender any troublesome matter to God and place the situation squarely into his hands. His goodness, his wisdom, and his power never fail. And he will help you better than you could ever help yourself. So trust in him with all your heart and soul and rely on him. And the prayer at the bottom says, Father God, I give you all my circumstances and all my troubles. By faith, I am trusting you completely that you will help me with all my needs, knowing that there's nothing you can do and that you will help me get through any situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister Tamika, for coming on and also sharing, and, you know, with your devotional thought and your prayer and, you know, good news that God have done for you today, the blessings with your sugar, and God heard your prayer and answered your cry. So we know we have a loving God that we have to, as the reading said, trust in him and lean not upon our own understanding, but we know that he shall be with us, and whatsoever we ask of him and believe, we know he is able to be there. So, brothers and sisters, we just want to thank you again. We're going to open the line for Elder Rick, and Elder Rick will be praying for us. And Brother Elder Rick, I haven't seen Brother Akin here on the line, so I don't know if you would like to keen and can give us a few encouraging words. You know, it would be nice. I haven't seen Brother Akin yet join us, and I don't get any report. So the line is open for you, Brother Rick. So lead us in prayer, 518-744. And, yeah, I don't know if you heard the request is, Brother Rick, some names, Brother Eli name. I am asking you if you could.
Yes, I can, Sister. Actually, I'm looking for my list right now. I was writing things down as people were making requests, and I just found it so that we can pray. I don't want to forget any of the requests. And Brother Eli is very faithful about asking for his prayers for many of his friends and his mom, so we don't want to forget him, but let us bow our heads. Lord, we just lift up our hearts to you this evening, Lord. We just praise your holy name, Lord, for giving us such a beautiful day, Lord. Another chance to do your will and what is right in your sight, Lord. Father, you are gracious and merciful and kind and loving and forgiving, Lord. And we would just like to ask that you would forgive our sins, O Lord. Keep us from yielding to temptation. We know that you have the power. We do not, Lord. We are weak. We are frail. We are sinful, Lord. And without you, we are nothing. So, Lord, please strengthen us, guide us, bless us, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit. That as we go all throughout our days, Lord, that you will give us the right word time, Lord, that whatever situation arises, Lord, that you will be there guiding us and leading us so that we will be able to make a difference for your kingdom, O Lord. Father, help us not to forget that we are your ambassadors. You've given us that privilege, and you could have angels come down and do it, Lord, but you have seen fit to allow us to do that for you, Lord. What an honor that is. Oh, Father, we just want to lift up a few names to you this evening, Lord. Brother Eli called in, and Brother Eli is always lifting up his mom in prayer, Lord. We just want to pray for his mom, that you would guide her, that you would keep her, Lord, that you would keep her seeking you and strong in your word, O Lord, that you would protect her health. Brother Eli is praying for himself, Lord. We want him to be strong and continue to witness for you as he has, Lord. Please continue to guide him and bless him, O Lord. He has always willing to pray for others and always willing to sing a song for us, Lord, and we thank you for his beautiful spirit, O Lord. And Lord, Brother Eli is praying for Brother Johari. Brother Johari has not been on the prayer line, Lord, and we would love to hear him. We'd love to hear his testimony, Lord, so please speak to his heart, Lord. Brother Jovell is another one of Brother Eli's friends that he is praying for, and Brother Anthony, and Sister Isma, and Sister Katiana, and Sister Lena, and Sister Anna, Lord. And I know there was one more that I did not write down her name, Lord, but please be with each one of Brother Eli's friends, Lord. Guide them and bless them, Lord. Father, speak to their hearts. Change their hearts, Lord, as you are changing ours, O Lord. We just lift them up to you. Father, it's good to hear from Brother O'Neill, and he was working and trying to accomplish his duty for us. Please give him strength, Lord. He is doing many things, Lord. He is out witnessing for you and spreading the good news that you soon return to others, Lord. Please guide him, protect him, Lord. Keep him and his family, Lord. Father, Sister Brenda and Brother John, who are always on the line and always testifying of your goodness to them, Lord. And Brother John, just telling us some stories, some things that you have done for him, saved him from the floodwaters of the hurricane down in New Orleans, Lord. And you brought him out of a coma and other stories, Lord. And, oh, Father, what a beautiful testimony that is to your goodness to Brother John. And Brother John is excited to tell us about you. Please strengthen him and Sister Brenda, Lord. Watch over them and guide them, Father God, and their families. Father, I think of a sister who called in, and I did not catch her name, Lord, but she's given us an update on things that are going around in our country and also in other places in our world, Lord, about things happening, and Lord, we know that you're coming soon, and these things are bound to happen. They have to happen, otherwise you will not come, Lord. But please, Lord, I pray that we would stand close to you, that we would look to you and not to any other person or any other thing, to give us strength, to give us peace in these troubled times, Lord. We need you desperately, O Lord. Be with the sister who called in, Lord. We do thank you that she is faithful to you, Lord. And please watch over and guide her. And Sister Preston from Pennsylvania who called in, Lord, we just want to lift her up. And she is praising you for bringing her sugar level down, Lord, from 230 down to 130, Lord. What a beautiful testimony. What a amazing God you are, Lord. We are able to do these things for her and for each one of us, Lord, if we just trust you and allow you to work in us and through us, Lord. I pray that we would not put our trust in the medicine of the world, Lord, but in your health message that you have given us. You've given us a beautiful, comprehensive health message that is if we would follow it, Lord, you said that to the Israelites when they were coming out of Egypt, if they would follow you, Lord, if they would obey your commands, that you would not put the diseases of the Egyptians upon them. And, Lord, we are claiming that promise now, that as we follow you, as we turn away from the things of the world, Lord, that you would take away these diseases of the world from us. Lord, help us to be faithful, not to be presumptuous, Lord, thinking that you will protect us even if we do things that you called us not to. Oh, Lord, we need your strength or your Holy Spirit to give us the strength to overcome appetite and all these things, Lord. It is such a powerful thing, and we are weak, but, Lord, you said you are strong, and with you, with God, Jesus said, nothing is impossible, Lord, so we are claiming that promise now. Lord, I thank you for Sister Powell, who has been hosting tonight. Lord, protect her, guide her, Lord, in her ministry, in her missionary endeavors be with her family, her children, all of her family. May we just be lift them up to you. Father, I think of Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa and their family, Brother Bernard and his family, Lord. There are so many, Lord. Sister Ella Dixon from Dallas, Texas. We haven't heard from her in a new while, Lord. We do lift her up to you. Lord, Brother Serge, who we haven't heard from in a bit, please watch over him and his family, Lord. There are so many, Father. Sister Carla, who is in visiting Brother Yudi at the moment, Lord. Please be with her and her family, Lord. Sister Leola, Brother Ray, and their family, Sister Leola's son Jarvis, Lord, who has made steps to come back to you, Lord. Please continue to strengthen him, Lord, and keep him coming closer to you, O Father, that one day he will be on this prayer line giving his testimony, O Lord. We'd love to hear that, Lord. We know that you would be even happier than we are to hear that. So, Father, please be with Sister Leola's family and Brother Jarvis and his children, Lord, young Jarvis and Charlotte, I believe, is his daughter's name. Please be with them and all their family, Lord. Father, I know some that I've forgotten, but, Lord, you know who they are and where they are, Lord. I want to lift up my daughter, Ashley, who is, Lord, she has come out of a very, very dark time, and she is doing better, Lord, but she needs you. She needs to be getting together with other believers, Lord, each week and worshiping you each week on your holy Sabbath, Lord. Please work on her heart, Lord. She has done well. We know that it is only your power that can help us to overcome and to do what is right. So please send your Holy Spirit to guide her, Lord. And as I talk to her this week, Lord, may I be able to encourage her to do that and point her towards you. And praise you for your goodness. Lord, be with Brother Akeem and his mom and his dad, Lord. We so look forward to Brother Akeem's messages each Sunday night, Lord. Please pray that he would be able to come on and continue on his study on Daniel, Lord. We are looking forward to finishing up Daniel 11, Lord. It's been very good to hear all of these things that Brother Akeem brings out, Lord. We learn new things each week. I pray that you would help us to remember those things, Lord, and to use them so that we can serve you even better, Lord. Guide us tonight, Lord. Keep us from sin, and Lord, just be with all of our families. We do lift them up to you. Thank you for blessing us and loving us and guiding us, Lord. Be with our church families, Lord. All those who are going to our churches or different churches, Lord. And Lord, help us be strong, Lord. We hear about this vaccination all the time, Lord. And many of us have chosen not to do that. And Lord, some have been persecuted for that already, Lord. We know that more persecution is coming. Father, help us not to focus on the vaccination or the persecution, Lord, but on you so that you can guide us. You can direct us. You won't get angry. You won't retaliate, Lord. But we will look to you, and you will give us that love in our hearts that we need to be that witness that only you can help us to be. We thank you. We praise you. We love you, dear Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Elder Rick, I'm going to call upon you again, Elder Rick, but I'm going to pray. Right? I'm going to make. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Rick, for praying for us. And I will just continue in a little word of prayer. And Brother Rick, I don't know if you are. I haven't seen a Brother Haki in here yet, and I didn't get any call to Sister Leola this evening, but we know that Sister Leola is out. And I just host for us. I didn't get any information from Brother Hakeem. So I'm asking you, Brother Rick, if you can just a little thought to end up the time for us. I will open your line. When that time come, I will open your line and ask if you can just do a little, you know, just a little thought, you know, if Brother Akeem doesn't join us. So I'm going to offer a word of prayer. First, I will just share a little testimony, brothers and sisters. I just want to thank everyone who joined and everyone on the line tonight had shared. And that is really a blessing. We have heard from every person who is on the line tonight. And I do know that it's a blessing and God is working through the heart of each one of us. So I'm just going to give another word of prayer and just share my praise report right now. My praise report that I have to give God thanks for what he has done for me. Yesterday is the Sabbath in which I had a blessed Sabbath day. I thank God for that. The Sabbath hour was so blessed. I think it was around 8:30 to 9 o'clock. My grandson came down and he said to me, Grandma, you know what happened? I said, what is happening? He said, your granddaughter Christina is here. Christina is here. So I said, what? I didn't know that Christina, she's from Connecticut and she has four beautiful children, you know, age 13 to a zero. Age 13 to at least 6 months, right? So she have four children, you know. But the eldest one is 13 year old, and the middle second one is four, and the others, two came after. So you know, is one and some months. So when she came in, I was so blessed. My heart was so joyful to experience my third generation, right? My third generation, my granddaughter, you know. And then I just said to myself, God, you is so good, and her children, right? I give God thanks, and we have a blessed day with them, the little ones, you know, and they are still here, for they are here for the weekend, but they are so precious, and I just give God thanks, praying with them, and ask the Lord to guide them and to keep them. So that is a blessing for me, you know, when we can really witness, you know, to see how God give, you know, bless us with, you know, our offspring. We just have to say thank you. So that was a wonderful blessing that God have given unto me yesterday. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to pray now. Father in heaven, I just want to give you thanks for my brothers and sisters on this line. I thank you for dear sister, Elder Rick, Lord, who pray for us and presented our sons and our daughters to you, Lord, and various requests, Lord, even joy in my heart to earth. When I heard about the request, Lord, for Sister Ashley, Brother Rick, daughter, what you have done for her, dear Lord. You have done great things, and we are still expecting you, Lord, to do greater things for you, that she can go and share the message to others. We also lift up Sister Barnaby, dear Father, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the contribution that she have been on this line, Lord, by opening our service with our songs, our scripture passage, and our reading of the scripture, and also praying sincerely to you and pouring out our all, Lord, for the line and for our brothers and our sisters and our children in Jamaica and our children here and our church and our community, dear Lord. So we want to give you thanks and praise. We also lift up Sister Consinelli, Lord, our health tip, Lord, may report that she came always sharing, Lord, some of the natural things that you remedy that you have given unto us, Lord. So we want to ask you to continue to bless her. We lift up Sister Leola, who is in Alabama now. We ask you to pour your blessings upon her. Sister Carla, who traveled to Arkansas and from Arkansas to Tennessee, and you have given her traveling mercies with the mission you have given unto her. Lord, I thank you for the many blessings and also her clientele that she have been looking after, Lord. I want to thank you for Sister Martin, who always come on the line singing from Tennessee. Dear Lord, had a surgery and she came out victorious, and she gave praises and thanks for answering prayer. We want to give you thanks. We give you thanks for Sister Stephanie, Lord, who is so faithful to you, doing your will, both the Chat and Chew and also the Advent Thursday, Thursday presenting the message, Lord. She's praying for her daughter, dear, and her son. We thank you for what you have done for Carja, graduate from high school and also associate degree from college, Lord. We want to give you thanks for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you have given unto her, and also her son, KJ, dear Lord, who is so faithful, Lord, to you and willing to do your work, Father. We ask you to help them as youth, as we have been studying about the youth and what you have done for them, Lord, and intended to do with Daniel and his companion, and for us to point those youths to those faithful youths on that, those years, those ancient time, and now we can see, Lord, that our youth now need to pick up that mantle. So, Lord, we leave them in your care. We also lift up Sister Tamika, Lord, the good news and the blessings that you have given unto her today with her blood sugar, and what you have done by hearing and answering prayer, that you can heal her, dear Lord, so that it come down from her height to a certain height that she's comfortable with. So we want to give you thanks. We thank you for Sister Lynn, Lord Jesus, what she has been doing for you, Father, serving you, following your word to be obedient, to learn about the National Sunday Law and giving, bringing report, Lord, some news report of what is happening, taking place in other countries, Lord, in which we know those things have been happening and it's going to happen rapidly, but give us the faith and the strength as a peacemaker, Lord. You know that peacemaker is of you. Peacemaker is from you. Peacemaker is you. So help us, Lord, that we will be all ready to know that these things is going to happen, but you're going to give us a peace that passes all understanding, and to know that we can trust you more. We thank you for dear brother O'Neill as he come presented, Lord, your word, bringing, always bringing, Lord, the message or the report, the special report, Lord. We thank you for sharing. Thank you for allowing him with the victory you have given unto him, and Lord, the praise that he can praise you. Now he is mobile, can do your work more and more, go into the corner street, highway, byways, and edges to present your word. So we thank you for the blessings, Lord, that you have poured down upon him, Lord. We also lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John again, dear Father. We have seen what you have been doing in the life and the growth, Lord, and we want to give you the praise. We also lift up Brother Ray, Lord. Bless him, keep him on his job, that he will continue to do his work, Lord. And your work, Father. We also lift up Sister Dixon as our dear brother at Point Us. Quite a while we have not heard anything from Sister Dixon. We lift her up to you, Lord. We also lift up Brother Serge, as we heard Brother Udi and the store, and Father, Brother Bernard, and Melissa, Sister Melissa, Elizabeth, and Caleb, we lift them up to you. Brother Akeem James, who is always our speaker on Sunday, we know, dear Father, that if something happened, that he is not here. He's a faithful, our faithful brother who always come to share the word, especially Daniel 11. I think we are in 40 verses, and I know, dear Lord, that, you know, we was expecting to hear, but Father, you are God and you can do all things. So we ask you to pour out your blessings upon us tonight, and we thank you for Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Sister Abbott, and Sister and Sister Dixon down Tennessee. We have Brother Wilson down Tennessee, Brother Chuck in Rhode Island. We lift them up to you. And the Home Church in Rhode Island, we lift up to you. We lift up our conferences, Lord, the General Conference, Local Conference, the ministers, and all them, dear Lord. And also those present who are presenting your gospel message out there to and fro in the world, Lord, preparing people to be ready, dear Lord. We ask you for strength for them, dear Father. What more could we ask of you tonight more than give you praise and honor for what you have done? You are so good. You are so great to present, to place us here in this form, Lord, that we can praise you and chew the Holy Spirit down upon us, that we can be one with each other to come and give you praises. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. And Brother Eli, as he pray for Anthony, for Isma, asking prayer for Isma, Katerina, Sister Lena, Sister Anna, and also Isma, Javel, and Javel and Johari's mother and himself, and also Anthony. So we present them to you tonight, Lord. Pour out your blessings upon us, we pray, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Brother Rick, I am going to open your line, and you can give us a closing thought. We only have a few minutes, Brother Rick. Your line is open. Any thought you have to encourage us, because Brother Akeem James is not on the line tonight. Elder Rick.
Okay, Sister. Yes, Sister. I am. My phone is almost dead here, but I was listening to a message here the last couple days, and I can share a few thoughts from that. I'm right in the middle of trying to finish a project here, but I think I can do two things at once. That I was listening to a message, and it was very timely for our situation that we are in this world. And as we know that we are living in the very, very last days before Jesus comes, and the title of the message, actually, I'm going to work on this message for a presentation at my church in Kingsbury, hoping to get started on this next weekend. So I don't have it all together, but just a few thoughts from that. And I think the things I would like to open up with is Brother John had mentioned that he had been to Hurricane Katrina, and I have never been to a hurricane. Actually, we've had the remnants of hurricanes through New York State a few years ago. We had one come through, and it did a lot of damage in Vermont, in parts of New York also. But in my area, we got quite a bit of wind, but not extremely strong winds like they did in New Orleans. Yeah, we probably had 60-mile-an-hour winds, which are pretty mild compared to many other places. But as we know, hurricanes are very destructive. The idea of they swirl around the center and the strong winds come up, and people in the islands especially, many of the islands get hit very hard. I know that Puerto Rico, I have a nephew that just moved out of Puerto Rico when the big hurricane hit down there, and he missed out on that, which he's very fortunate not to be there because they were without power for a long, long time. Many people were without food and water for a time also. But, you know, these hurricanes can be very strong. And in the islands, you know, people have no warning that there are going to be hurricanes unless they listen to the news. And we have the Bible as our guide. God has given us that to us so that we'll have something to guide us in this life and in our service for Him. Now, we compare that to the hurricane. People in the islands know that when a warning comes, that this could be very seriously, even if it's even if it doesn't hit their island, these hurricanes can reach them from hundreds of miles away and cause much damage with the waves, the water, and strong winds, even when they're maybe even 130, 140, 150 miles away, they can still be reached with all these waves. So when without us being able to see where these winds and where these waters are coming from, we really have no idea other than what is being forecast on the news. If I was living on an island and I heard a weather report coming in that a big hurricane was coming, I would be wise if I took heed to that and made preparations. Now, in our Christian life, we know that there is a great storm coming, as we have been told for many, many years. Since I was a boy, Sister Fowl, I am now 60 years old, and I remember at the age of probably 5 or 6 years old, laying in bed, thinking, wow, what would happen if Jesus came tonight? What would I do? Would I be ready to meet him? And I was very afraid that at that point in my life, maybe I wouldn't be ready to meet him. Now, none of us want to go through that. We want to be assured that we are ready to meet him. So in that context, prayer and Bible study are the two things that are going to prepare us to meet him. Now, other preparations, when someone is preparing for a hurricane, they will board up their windows. They will take care of bringing everything in that could be damaged on the outside. Now, oftentimes, people don't realize if they haven't gone through hurricanes that the worst damage that a hurricane does doesn't come from the direction that the hurricane is coming. It actually comes from the northeast side of the hurricane. Now, your hurricanes normally come from the southeast, and they move northeast. And so the winds swirl around, and the biggest part of the rain and the biggest part of the wind come from the northeast. When that hurricane swirls up and starts coming back in towards the land, that's where all the damage comes from. Now, when we compare that to our Christian life, do we know what direction these storms are coming from? And oftentimes we don't. There's a little story of Joab, as you remember, in the Bible. Joab was David's commander of his army. Joab was a great warrior. He had led many battles, and he had killed many enemy soldiers. But he had also killed some good men that he was, I don't know if he was jealous of them. I don't remember the exact context of that. But Joab had murdered these men, had told them to come and see him. And when they came to see him, he actually had killed these men. So Joab, even though he was a great warrior, he had served David all of his life. When Absalom, David's son, had rebelled against him and tried to take his throne, Joab stood with David. He didn't go and follow Absalom. Absalom had tried to get him to come with him and go against David. And Joab said, no, I will not do this. So he stayed with David and was faithful to him. But because Joab did not seek God, he allowed, I don't know if it was the world or his ambitions to get the best of him, and he did not follow God with his full heart as King David did. After King David had died, he put Solomon on his throne, and Joab actually supported Adonijah, who was David's oldest son, but David did not want him to be king, and he had actually told them that they should make Solomon king, and Joab had gone on this rebellion against King Solomon. And when it was found out that he was one of the participants in this rebellion, they sent a man to kill him because he had rebelled against the rightful king of the throne, and it was worthy of death. Well, Joab decided that, well, if they were going to kill him, he would go into the temple and hold on to the altar, and there was no way that they would ever kill him as long as he was holding on to the altar. So the person that King Solomon had sent to kill Joab for his betraying him came back to King Solomon and said, Joab has gone into the court of the temple and is hanging on to the horns of the altar, and what shall I do? I do not want to slay him in the temple. And King Solomon said, no, we need to finish the job. So they went back and actually slew Joab as he was hanging on to the altar. Joab knew about God. He had seen the mighty works that God had done for King David. But for some reason, Joab didn't believe that he needed to know God as his personal savior, that he needed to, didn't believe that he needed to trust God as his personal savior. And because of that, he went on this rebellion against the new king. And oftentimes when we have had great victories, Mr. Powell can attest to this, we've had great victories for God, Satan will come against us at that time and tempt us and cause us to either doubt God or to fall, as he did with, remember the story of Elijah? After Elijah had his great victory on Mount Carmel, Jezebel told Elijah that she was going to kill him, and Elijah was afraid and ran off and hid. And after such a great victory, after standing up against the 850 prophets, false prophets, they were all killed, and Elijah ran away and hid, and God came to him and strengthened him, and he actually repented of that, and he was, as we know, he was taken to heaven without seeing death, which is an awesome testimony of his faithfulness to God. But even a man who was taken to heaven without seeing death had failures, and we need to be aware of what's going on in our lives. Satan is going to attack us when we least expect it, after we've had a great victory, when we are not looking for him to come from a certain direction. And oftentimes, Satan will attack us on the things that we are the strongest on. Now, we would think that, Satan's going to come and hit us on our weak points, but Satan, he loves to hit us where we are strong. If we are a church member that goes to church each week, Satan would love to attack us and say, hey, you don't need to go to church every week. You can just, you can skip a week or two. You can, if we are a great prayer warrior, as Sister Powell has been for us, he will attack a person who is a prayer warrior and say, hey, you don't need to pray every day. You can just do that every other day. You can skip a day or two here or there. And if he can get us to do those things, then he will have caused us to stumble, sometimes even fall. So we have to be extremely careful. Satan is going to attack us from a direction which we do not know. It's like a hurricane. If we're waiting for the winds to come from the southeast, a hurricane may come along, and we'll get very little wind from the southeast. But all of a sudden, when those winds come around from the northeast, we could be swept away and lost without even knowing what happened to us. So we must be very careful, and we must stay in touch with God. As I mentioned before, prayer and Bible study are two weapons against Satan's attacks. And without those two things in our lives, without a balance of those two things in our lives, we are going to fall. There's no doubt about that. Satan will overcome us. He is a master. He's been studying humans for 6,000 years. And if we think that we can go up against him and win, we are sadly mistaken. So, brothers and sisters, I just urge you to pray, to study God's Word. That is where our power comes from. If we are in the Word, we will not be overcome by deception. We will not be overcome by the wiles of the devil. Remember that Peter said, the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour, and he is looking to devour us, each one of us, especially those on this prayer line, because those who have come on the prayer line so faithfully, Satan is not happy with. He is wanting to discourage us, to keep us from coming on the prayer line and from witnessing and testifying about God's goodness. So, brothers and sisters, I just urge you tonight. Each morning, I've been getting up. I had a kind of a rough patch. Didn't want to get up in the mornings early. And if I don't get up early, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to study. And so I had to ask the Lord, Lord, please wake me up early, even though I'm tired, and I will get up. And so I've been getting up every morning between 5 and 5:30, and that gives me time to do some reading from the scriptures and to offer up my prayers. That's what I pray for my brothers and sisters in the prayer line. If I don't do it then, oftentimes the day gets so busy, and before you know it, the day is gone, and I have not offered up my prayers for my family, for my brothers and sisters in the line. So I'm just urging each one of you, take that time. Do not wait. Say, well, you know, I'll just do it tomorrow, because if I have done that before, I've gone and said, you know, I'm just too tired this morning to get up, so I'll wait till tomorrow, and then tomorrow it's very easy to lay in bed again and not to do it again. So I just urge you, each one of you, get up, take that time, whatever your time is. Some people will do it during the day, some people will do it in the evening. I have to do it in the morning. In the evening, I would fall asleep. I cannot study and pray in the evening for very long because I fall asleep. So whatever your time is, set that time aside, dedicate that to God, and put your time in, and He will bless you in ways that you would not imagine. And I just want to just lift up my brothers and sisters in prayer. I know this is short. It's kind of impromptu, but I just want to say another prayer, sister, and then we can close out, okay? So,
nah.
Father God, tonight, God, each one of us here on this prayer line needs you. We need you more today than we did yesterday, Lord, and we'll need you more tomorrow than we do today, Lord, because we know that the time is getting shorter and shorter, Lord, and Satan is running around as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour, Lord. And we know that he is looking at us, desiring for us to pull away from you, Lord, to lose our connection with you, Lord. We need that connection each day, Father, not just once a day, but many times during the day, Lord, because we are so easily deceived. We are so weak, Lord, that we fall without even knowing it at times, Lord. So, Father, I just ask that you strengthen each person on this line, that you would send your Holy Spirit to guide them, Lord, to wake them up or to urge them to put in their time in study and in prayer, whenever that time is, Lord, whether it's morning or noon or even evening, that they would put that time in, Lord, and that you would be able to bless their efforts, Lord. It's not our efforts that save us, Lord. It is Jesus' blood that saves us. But, Lord, we know that we have to take that time to seek you, to follow you, to listen to you, so that we can do your will, O Lord. Father, guide each person. And, Father, I just want to remember Sister Katie down in Virginia, Lord. I forgot to pray for her earlier. Just lift her up and her family, her two little grandsons, Lord, who are doing quite well, but they're still having problems, Lord. So please be with them, Lord. And, Lord, I know there are others that maybe Sister Paul and I have forgotten. Brother Jim Finney, sister that used to host the prayer line all the time.
Sister Naomi.
I can't remember her name. Yeah, Sister Naomi, Lord, we just lift her up to you, Lord. We have not heard from her in years, Lord, and we just do pray that, Lord, somehow she would come back to this prayer line, Lord, that you would speak to her heart, Lord, and that she could lift you up and bring a great testimony of your goodness, Lord. Father, I pray that we would always have a word of praise on our lips for you, for the things you've done for us, Lord. Just guide us and keep us now. That as we go through this week, Lord, that you would bring us back again on Friday evening to worship together again, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Elder Rick, we on Advent Light just want to thank you for this presentation, because you know what? We call upon you like we have a ram in the bush. You know, we didn't know what to do because our brother did not join us, but I want to give God thanks for what God have done to you. For us today on the line of Brother Rick for doing his presentation, and he brought us to a lot of things we come to. As you mentioned, you know, this is, we are living in the last days, brothers and sisters. You talk about the storm in the island, Brother John's testimony, what Brother John had gone through, the Katrina storm, and that those winds and those water, and God had brought them true out victorious, and all the things that happen with food and all these things, you know. And the Lord show we that these things is going to happen, and he also encourage us that we must be faithful despite of all the storm. It may be blowing 130 degree, 140 or 150. We know we have a Father in heaven that will strengthen the storm. Remember he, when he was on the ship, on the boat, and that storm came, and the disciples were there, and it was, the boat was rocking and rolling, and they went down and wake him, and he said, "What happened? Oh, you have little faith." And you know, he just speaks, and the storm was calm, you know, the sea was calm. He also gave us the story about Joab, right? What happened? Unfaithful, you know, unfaithful, reject Christ, you know, and rebellious, you know. And we also see here and know what took place. Also mention about Elijah, you know, he was a good man, have to be running, right? And we remember the victory, what happened with Elijah, and God had caught him up, you know, and he goes up to the Lord. So all these things is to strengthen our walk with the Lord, and to allow us that if we trust God, and that's what Brother Rick bring out, he also bring out that Satan is there, gone, he want to attack God, faithful people, brothers and sisters, and you know, we want each one to take these little, you know, these words, these encouragement, these words will strengthen us, these words will help us, you know, how to focus our life and how to, for us to draw closer to Jesus. And he's also telling us that so Satan have his static fears, have his strict, and you know, you want to destroy us. So, but he's encouraging us, and the encouragement that all dear elderly with us is about our relationship with Christ. How are we supposed to be with God, to be watchful, you know, because Satan have how much snares Satan have over, how many hundred snares Satan have to attack God's faithful people. And you can, brother, our elder warn us. Yeah, the only way we can get rid of that, those attack, we will know when he come, is by faithfully obedient to God's commandment with our prayer, our early morning study, our study the word, and early morning praying, and also here. So I just want to give, just to tell Elder Rick,
really, 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 God, a blessing for what is for this presentation this evening, you know, encouraging each and every one of us how we are supposed to live our Christian life. So I just want to thank you, Elder Rick, and thank God for working through you. And also thank my brothers and sisters who joined. And I am going to close now. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And brothers and sisters, I'm inviting you to the Elder Richardson, Tennessee Great Controversy Study tomorrow on the line. And the number is 701, right? And 7 o'clock, we are asking you to join us on that study, the Great Controversy Study. And I'm going to close, and you guys have a blessed night. God bless, and have a good sleep. Oh, I want this song.
Fountains of goodness and love.